This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back, though, we will go to Chair Powell, because as you know, if you happen to catch this program yesterday, he talked about a lot of big picture things after the Fed decided to cut interest rates, including what he is worried about besides trade. Business investment is one of those things. And as it happens, we learned this morning U.S. business investment fell in the last quarter, almost a full percentage point, the weakest showing since 2015. But here's the thing. Powell says the Fed's rate cut is not going to help that.
They don't come in and say we're not investing because, you know, the federal funds rate is too high. I haven't heard that from a business. What you hear is that demand is weak for their products. You see manufacturing being weak all over the world. Investment, business investment is weak.
Well, so now what? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the business investment beat today.
Businesses invest when there is a bright future to invest in. Simon Gilchrist is professor of economics at NYU.
So any slowdown in business investment is a potential bellwether for what might be to come.
That is why we care about the fact that investment is slowing down. So why is it slowing down? Yad Levinon is chief economist at the Conference Board.
What we had in the last 6 or 8 months is a deterioration in the economic outlook.
Remember the government shutdown last winter, the terrible stock market? And then we had an escalation in trade tensions and more escalation of trade tensions, and growth in the rest of the world continued to slow down.
A lot of businesses lowered their expectations.
You can see that pretty harshly if you zero in on manufacturing. New orders are barely expanding. Manufacturers are running down their backlog of old orders. Timothy Fiore tracks this for the Institute of Supply Management.
Makes me nervous because if we don't get those new order levels up, we're going to run out of backlog to work on. And when that happens, you start laying people off.
Now, people have asked businesses, small businesses in particular, are interest rates a problem? Is it that you can't get the credit you want?
2% complain about credit issues.
Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist of the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
There's really no issue on the credit side.
No issue on the credit side. So you got to ask, will the Fed's lowering interest rates help business spending on investment?
The impact is going to be minimal to negligible to none.
Tendai Kapfidze is chief economist at LendingTree. He says all that other stuff, trade worries, low demand from abroad for U.S. products, all that is more significant than a quarter point rate cut. Doesn't mean the Fed's rate cut is useless. It still supports the economy generally, but getting businesses to invest in the future, going to take more than that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.